All right, we're back at Quiet Cannon in Montebello getting ready for the Mandy Awards, and we're going to do a little Bobcat right now. Is it going to be some team
Bobcat
action? It's going to be you and Emily. It's going to be Bergman and Emily on Bobcat today.
It will be both of us, and Emily's going to start it off. Go ahead, Emily.
All right, Bobcat. So the Lion King came out on this day in 1994. It's 28 years old.
Wow. So did it start as a movie, or did it start? Are you talking about the movie?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it came out. Okay.
Animated film. Movie
first. Yeah, because there may have been a play first. I think it was movie first, then play, but go ahead.
And it's based off like Shakespeare. Everything's
right.
Based off of Shakespeare.
Right.
So Lion King had one of the saddest movie scenes ever, when Mufasa dies.
Yeah.
So, one, I have questions for you. Do you cry in movies? And if so, what was the last movie that you cried in?
I cry at all movies, Emily. I cry at movies that you wouldn't even think a person should cry. I tell the story all the time. I cried 10 minutes into the movie Up, and it's animated.
But that is an incredibly sad scene.
But that's how big of a wuss I am.
I think a lot of people cry in the first 10 minutes. Now, I love a good cry. I love a good cry. The last time I cried was Cha-Cha Real Smooth. It's a brand new movie.
Oh, I want to see that.
Streaming on Apple Plus. It involves an autistic child who's fantastic in the movie. And
Johnson.
It's Scarlett. What's her name? Not
it's
Scarlett.
Dakota Johnson,
is in it. Yeah, that's probably the last time. But I like a good cry. Like, I want to give myself over to the movie by all the premises and cry. Like, I hated Scar. Scar was a real jerk. Scar is the one that killed Mufasa, right?
Yes.
And he's surrounded by idiots, which is my favorite line in almost every movie. He's like, I'm surrounded by idiots.
Who are the who is the voice of Scar?
James Earl Jones, right?
No. He was the voice of Mufasa.
Who?
The voice of Scar was Jeremy Irons.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's a great bad guy. Great bad guy. But, yeah, I like a good cry. Bergman, you don't cry at anything.
Yeah, Bergman last cried when he was five.
You
won't cry at Riley's graduation?
I mean, I hope I do. When she graduates, I hope I do. But I don't know the last time that I cried. It's
You're going to cry when Riley gets married and you have to give her away to another.
When I have to do that.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Did you cry when she was born?
No, I was very happy. But I did not cry.
You did not cry tears of joy.
No, I was very happy. And it's like I fell in love with her immediately. Like,
you have a heart like of stone, my friend.
I'm not a stone.
Emily, how about you? Are you a crier?
Oh, I cry in every movie.
Are you as bad as me? Would you cry in an animated movie?
Yeah, I cried in Up. I cried in Lion.
Oh, I bawled at the end of Coco.
Oh, my God.
It was sad.
Gosh.
Coco was such
I cried in Everything Everywhere
All. This is how nervous I am about, like, look, Jack, my son, when he's little, loved Pixar movies.
Mm.
And he, to this day, has never seen the opening scene of Finding Nemo.
Oh
no,
no.
I fast forward. I would always start after
that
the credits.
Person.
Yeah,
wow.
Because I didn't want him
it's
to see Marlin's wife, Nemo's mom, get killed.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I think the thing is like with those animated movies, especially with kids, it's just it's a very simple premise taken to a very extreme, and the music is always there.
Right.
But no, I'm someone who cries at everything. My dad cried in the Hannah Montana movie.
Beautiful.
That's the worst cry I've ever seen.
What was that sad about?
I don't know. I think she's accomplishing her dreams.
I was sad that I spent $15.
All right, go ahead, Funch.
Bobcat.
There it is. Brad Pitt is a very rich man. So rich, he owns a French estate.
Yeah.
Well, he told GQ a story about when he bought the estate back in 2008. He was told that there was buried treasure somewhere on it.
Excellent.
That dated back to the Crusades. He became obsessed for over a year trying to find it. But it was all a hoax, and the guy that told him that told him about it was just trying to get him to invest in a radar company. It's pretty brutal. Has anyone ever sold you on something that turned out to be a complete hoax, and what was it?
What that reminds me of is, so Lisa, my wife, who you guys all know, is super confident. Like, she's a very confident woman who thinks she can do anything.
As she should be.
And she has always attributed to that, I think I've told the story before, but that she said, well, I'm Sicilian. You don't want to mess with me. And so her mom and dad have both passed away. They both passed away young. But her dad told her, look, you're Sicilian. You're tough. Don't let anybody push you around. So Lisa's always carried this kind of swagger with her. So about 3 years ago, we have a family reunion of her dad's side of the family at my house. And there's probably 50 people at my house, all from Lisa's dad's side of the family. A lot of them came in from Pittsburgh,
right.
Some from Vegas. We were just the host city.
Yeah.
So Lisa tells that story. She's telling that story in the kitchen. And one of her aunts walks by and goes, who told you that? And she goes, who told me what? She goes, that you're Sicilian. She goes, my dad. He used to tell it to me all the time. She goes, we're all from a family of artists in Rome.
Right.
Your dad used to walk around with a beret. And you see the color just drain out of Lisa's face. And she's like, what the F? That is the meanest thing
but
you can do to your daughter.
Keep the attitude.
And she's like, I can't believe this. Like, immediately, like, cute. So complete, to put it that way, complete line of goods that was untrue.
So I got... what would I say? I got fooled. All right. So this would have been, I was young and dumb.
It's a story about crypto.
No, it's
okay,
not.
Just check.
That's now.
That's now. So young and dumb, and I was out here by myself, and I was driving down La Brea, and I stopped for gas, and this guy walked up to me and said, hey, do you want to buy a camcorder? And this was when camcorders were really a thing.
Huge.
Everybody had a camcorder.
Did you not realize that he had just stolen that camcorder out of a car?
So I don't know where he got it, right? So I said, okay, I'll take – I said, how much? He said, $100. That was a great price for a camcorder at that point. So I said, all right, I'm going to come here with $100 tomorrow and have the camcorder with you, and we'll make the deal. So I come back there with $100 the next day, and the guy says, okay, we got to drive to where we're going to get the camcorder.
Oh, no.
So I let this guy into my car, and we're going to drive a little bit. So we park somewhere, and he says, now, I'm not going to – you know, you got to pay in advance. I'm like, I'm not paying in advance.
Okay.
I'm not paying in advance.
I hate where this is going.
He said, how about you give me $60 and then give me the $40 when I get back? I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. $60 gone forever.
Yeah,
never saw the guy again. Completely. I was such a dumb kid.
You're lucky he didn't kick you out of the car and steal your
car. And steal my car. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I thought you both were going to say something about the internet radio company that you guys
had. But internet radio now, as you know, if you have downloaded the ESPN LA app, is actually a working functional thing.
Right.
Mason and I got in on it too early. Like in the mid 90s, some guy goes, I'm going to invent internet radio and you guys should invest. And so I invested a little. Then Mason invested more than me even, and we both lost our ass.
Yeah.
The horses.
You lost your ass on the
horse. Well, the horse was fun.
The horse was fun, though. The horse was worth
but
it.
We
the internet
lose,
radio,
we did
terrible.
We lose our ass on the horse.
Terrible experience, the internet radio.
And the horse, as it turns out.
The only time I think I might have been scammed ever was when I was, like, just out of college. I was looking for a job. I'd not been hired anywhere. I started my career at NFL. But I was looking for jobs, and I almost got talked into being an MLM. So I was going to be a part of it, like the pyramid schemes.
Oh, okay.
No, multi-level marketing.
yeah, multi-level marketing. So I was supposed to go and be, you know, essentially launch local newspapers for individual neighborhoods and then sell those to individual neighborhoods.
Gotcha.
And I was like trying to get a job in a specific place, and they're like, oh, this is one of the places that you can get a job. I went through the interview process, and then after I was about to, they gave me the offer, and I was like, oh, this seems a little sketchy. Eventually didn't get it, but that's the closest I think I've ever gotten to being scammed, essentially.
All right.
Could have made some money, but.
Hey, at least you made some money. All right, what you got next?
Bobcat.
All right, so.
Bobcat.
Beyonce is releasing a new album at the end of July. I'm sure. I don't know if you guys are Beyonce.
Beyonce
fans.
Is. Yeah, we played her brand new single "Break My Soul" yesterday on the show and said this might be one of the songs of the summer.
Exactly. It's an amazing song, amazing album. So it got me to thinking about what. Next Monday, I'm going to wait in line for one of the bands that I love called Muna, and they're releasing a new album. So is there anybody, any band that you would wait in line for to get new music for them? So if Beyonce was not releasing on Spotify, would you wait in line?
So in other words, it's a concert that you can only get into if you wait in line. You can't buy on Ticketmaster or StubHub or Vivid Seats or any of those.
Would you do that for any artist?
Can I tell you something that's a little embarrassing?
That you used to do that stuff?
No. I won't wait in line for anything.
Anything?
Nothing. If I walk into a Starbucks and there are more than five people in the line, I'm out.
Too long.
If I pull into a gas station and all the pumps are taken, I'm out.
What about an amusement park?
Well, that's okay. When my son wanted to go to Disneyland and he loved the movie Cars, I literally had to summon every issue of pay. And my son's a special needs kid. My son's autistic. And the park even said, hey, we'll put you to the front of the line so your son doesn't get. And I said, nah, I don't want him to learn that he's going to get treated differently if he does. We'll wait in the line like everybody else. Hour and a half later, and I told Lisa.
Raising your hand, thinking, I'll take it.
Hey, by the way, remember that offer?
Seriously, as I watch like the LA Galaxy's kids go all the way to the front of the line. But I won't wait. Make sure you're a little more patient than me. I won't wait in line for anything.
Yeah, I'll wait in line for something. Wait in line for
like
a concert.
Go, like when Apple comes out with new products, you'll go to the Apple
I've
store.
Waited for brand new Apple products. That is true, especially when the iPhone started coming out. Now it just comes out every year, so you get it whenever you get it. And I get it through the mail. But I'm trying to think. I got concerts coming up. I'm going to see Panic at the Disco at the Forum. I'm going to see The Killers at Bank of California.
Oh, that'll be good.
I'm going to see Imagine Dragons at Bank of California.
All of these are seated, right?
All of these are seated, and I bought the tickets on Ticketmaster or StubHub, wherever those tickets are. So would I have waited in line for one of those? Probably not. I don't think I would. Who are you waiting in line for?
Muna. Well, they're a local kind of small band. They opened for Phoebe Bridgers, but they're doing a sign and they sign records essentially.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I have a record player. I'm going to sign the records and they're going to do a.
Are you one of those snooty vinyl people? Like, oh, I have vinyl. It sounds so much better.
It does sound
hipster
better.
Is what they call it.
You have a record player?
I do. Have
it's your place?
Player.
Okay.
So hipstery.
My dad gave me all his old vinyls and everything too, which is great.
That's very cool. Very cool. Greg? All right, let's go to Purtle.
Purtle
time. Let's get some Purtle time.
All right, Mace,
and I won't
give
wait in lines. Sorry.
Give him a name.
Al Horford.
Al Horford. Okay, so Al Horford. It is in the East, in the Atlantic Division, but not in Boston. Either a center or a forward, probably a forward because it's shorter than 6'9". Under the age of 36, number under 42.
Okay, so I'm going to look up the teams in the Atlantic Division.
So that's Brooklyn, Boston, Philly.
The Knicks.
Boston, Brooklyn, Knicks, Philly, Toronto.
Toronto.
So not on Boston.
Not on Boston.
Okay.
And he's a center forward.
He's a forward.
Forward, okay.
And shorter than 6'9".
Shorter than 6'9". Is Julius Randle shorter than 6'9"? I think he is 6'9".
What number is he?
30.
Okay, so that would work. You want to go with Julius Randle?
Let's try Julius Randle.
Julius Randle. Okay, not on the Knicks. Shorter than 6'8". Under the age of 27 and number under 30.
Okay. Does Tobias Harris fit all those?
Is he a guard or a forward?
He's 6'7".
6'7", he's a forward.
Yeah.
You want to go with that?
Yeah. So, wait, can we rule out the fact that, who did we guess second?
You guessed Julius Randle second.
So can
not
we
not Boston, not Knicks.
Okay, so, and so if it's not, if it's not Tobias Harris, then we can rule out the Sixers too. Well, put him in, see what happens.
Not the Sixers, but he is a forward. He is 6'7", under the age of 29, and numbers under 12. So now you're going even lower. So
okay.
Really, it's just
so
the Knicks or
plays,
Toronto.
He either
sorry,
plays Toronto. For Brooklyn or Toronto.
Right.
Right?
And is a forward, 6'7".
Okay, what about Bruce Brown?
That's a good one.
Sure.
He's got a low number. He's about 6'7". He plays for Brooklyn.
Not on Brooklyn.
Okay.
So we're down to just.
So we got him.
So under 25, number higher than 1, but still lower than 12.
So we got the team. It's Toronto.
It's Toronto.
Pascal Siakam.
Pascal Siakam. Let's see. Okay, so no, not Pascal Siakam. He's 6'8". So
he is
still
on the team,
under
though.
28. He is, and also he's number 43. So it's between 1 and 12 on Toronto. You got it on Toronto.
All right. Number 3, OG Anunoby.
OG. Oh, that's a good one. OG Anunoby. That's the
there
answer.
It is.
Boom. Six. Nicely
boom,
done.
Boom, boom, boom.
Completely. Name.
You What's see that? How he does this?
It's Lewa's favorite name is OG Anunoby.
Oh, it is. Is
it
really?
It really is. That's nicely done, John. Like, well,
we
have a work
we narrowed, in the league. We narrowed down the – once you get the team is the key.
Once you
Mace
get the
went
team,
through a
good.
Streak where he was getting the team just randomly
pulled. Yeah, I'm not getting that.
Guys,
for,
hey, can I – before we break, can we do a – nobody died, but a hail fellow well met to somebody?
Yeah,
this,
sure.
This tweet just came down 14 minutes ago.
Okay.
Some news. Thanks, L.A., for the 9 most fulfilling years of my life. I am profoundly grateful to the Oregonian for the opportunity to follow in the footsteps of some of my journalistic heroes and tell the stories of the state I love. Bill Oram is leaving Los Angeles to become a sports columnist for the Portland Oregonian.
Wow, Oram, well, good
Bill,
for Bill Oram.
Bill is a great guy.
And Bergman will never bring him onto the show for some reason. You have an anti-Oram attitude.
I have an anti-guest attitude.
I love everything I know about Bill except his asinine take that Keira Knightley was cheating.
He's
at the end
right.
of
oh,
Love,
right.
actually, when she kissed Andrew Lincoln. It was a pity kiss.
Yeah,
Emily,
right.
are you familiar with this movie?
I've watched it once, so I'm not as in the lore.
All right, so she's married to Chidiwell Ejiofor, right?
Yes.
And, but his best friend, Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead, has a crush on Keira Knightley, and he can't tell anybody because it's his best friend's wife. And so finally, she figures it out that he is obsessed with her. So he comes over and he knocks on the door. He does this really famous scene with cue cards.
Right.
And he walks away. And she runs after him. And to thank him, she kisses him on the lips. And he says, okay, now it's done. And Bill Oram to this day swears that's cheating.
He's right.
That Keira Knightley cheated.
Thank you.
Even my, what?
It's not cheating.
Wait a minute. It was a pity kiss.
Nope.
She did not have to kiss him. She could have just said thank you or just shut the door. She didn't have to.
But the guy was
a nice hug.
The guy's been dreaming about her forever. He's obsessed with her.
This is a little far.
Amanda, was that cheating? Oh, you
Amanda,
guys are
look at that. See, a lot of people. It is. It is an emotional attack. It is. It's a jump ball. You can see. I could play that either way. I could play that either way.
It's sexual in a way. It's a no go.
Not really sexual.
It's in a way.
Just a kiss. Orem, I'm going to give you this small victory because you're leaving town, but you're wrong. And good luck in Oregon.
Maybe right. leaving luck, because though. Bergman refused to book him ever on Mason and Ireland.
Or anybody else.
Or anybody else.
That's true. Greg, you can't accuse Greg of playing favorites. He has no favorites.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Coming up next for you, there's a hazing tradition in the NFL.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're bringing this up.
That Torrey Holt says needs to change. Plus, it is officially here. The Mandy's are tonight. We are broadcasting live from Quiet Canyon in Montebello, hosting the inaugural 710 ESPN Mandy Awards.
Yes, it's not Torrey Holt that says it needs to change. It's Torrey Smith.
Torrey Smith. Sorry about that.
But it's a good story.
And don't miss Countdown to the Mandy Awards this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Boss Amanda, along with Corporate Greg and Chris Morales, will be hosting a special pre-Mandy show. And then, by the time we get to 5 o'clock on the red carpet, you will be able to watch the entrances of everybody on the red carpet tonight, including Ireland and Shedano and Cappy. God knows what he's going to be wearing. My mom, not stepdad, everybody. And that will, you can see that on social media at ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter, at ESPN Los Angeles on Twitch, at ESPN Los Angeles on Facebook, and at ESPN Los Angeles on Instagram, all of those places. It is a big night. We're excited to see all you guys. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, I wonder why we don't are we allowed to we're not allowed to advertise marijuana, right?
Yeah.
You talk about it all the time.
No, but what he's saying is we can't take
the company wanted to do it.
I think that for whatever reason we haven't crossed that bridge yet. I think in 5 years, maybe sooner, that will be. I mean,
yeah, at some point we'll be knee deep in it.
We once lived in a world where you couldn't advertise beer.
No, that's true.
Or liquor.
Well, you still can't with liquor.
You can't advertise liquor?
In some places you can. We can't. Can we?
What do you... Yeah. Our night is sponsored by Hornitos and Jim Beam and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Can we run just blanket 30-second spots for Jim Beam?
Boss Amanda is looking at us like, I don't know.
I know, Amanda, I know you cannot in TV. You can't in TV. I don't know if the rules are different in radio. That's why, think about it. Every time you watch a game, you never see... Like, I don't think, like a 30-second. Well, wait a minute. Kaylee Cuoco's doing those Smirnoff.
Yeah, she is.
Maybe it's the level of alcohol in the drink, I think.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because you don't see anything for, like, I don't know.
Just a matter of time, though. Although you found your friend sent me, we won't say his name or anything, sent me a goodie bag.
Yeah, from a dispensary.
From a dispensary.
Yeah, just, and he doesn't, like, so he knew... He knew I had trouble sleeping, so he said, I invested in a dispensary. He drove up there. It's in Oregon. And he goes, they make really good stuff, and I hear Mason talk about how much he likes it, so here's a bag. And you tried it?
So good.
There you go.
It was really, really nice last night. Smooth, couple of hybrid pre-rolls.
Nice.
Way to go. The funny thing was, Bergman walked in yesterday, because you gave me that thing.
Yeah, I told you.
You could smell it like crazy. It's still, if you smell it, like my backpack still has, smells like there's weed in it.
It was crazy. I walked into one of the studios. I was like, oh my God, what, it hit me in the face,
yeah,
that beach,
yeah,
ball. And I was like, wow, that is extremely strong. It smelled like Freddie Prinze Jr. was around.
Yeah, right. But congratulations on really, really good cannabis. I enjoyed it.
Okay, so bring up this Torrey Smith story, because,
yeah,
I think it's interesting.
So Torrey Smith of the Carolina Panthers, back in the day. Is he still with the Panthers?
No, I don't think so. Anyway. I don't even know if he's still in the NFL.
Now, for years, NFL rookies have been forced to pay veterans dinners as part of hazing. Like, you're a rookie. You're going to take everybody to dinner.
From your position group. So, for example, if you and I were wide receivers on the Rams and we drafted wide receiver Greg Bergman out of UCLA,
yeah,
and you signed a rookie contract, it's been tradition over the years that you would take Greg, all the other wide receivers out to dinner, and yeah, then we stick you with the Bills.
And they would order their asses off.
Right. And the Bills often get to be upwards of $40,000, $50,000, $60,000.
Yes. And Torrey has come out and said, rookie dinners are BS. I'm glad I had an OG that realized teaching me to blow money is stupid. It does not prove you belong on a team. Shout out to Anquan Boldin. Dudes come into the league with no financial literacy and real problems, but folks think $50,000 dinners are cool. Nah, all caps. Now, I am in complete support of Torrey Smith on this. I think this is one of the great mistakes that leagues make. He mentioned the term financial literacy.
Okay, what if it's only limited to the first round draft pick, and he signed a contract for over $1 million.
No, don't make him spend $50,000 on dinner. It is a completely outdated concept, because what we should be teaching is, or what the league should be teaching, I'm not saying we, what the league should be teaching is some level of financial literacy and some level of financial competency. And
right,
unfortunately, they don't always do a good job with that, and guys wind up broke when their careers are over.
As a matter of fact, I agree with you. I was just throwing that out.
Oh, okay.
Play devil's advocate. But I don't understand why this process isn't reversed.
Oh, right. The
In
veterans
other words,
take the rookies out.
Like whenever I go out with like a group of people from work, if the people there are at a different level financially than me, I always try and pick up the tab.
Yeah, I'm a pick up the tab.
I just did this when we went to the movies.
You did.
So like we went to the movies. I figured, okay, we're going to go out to be a group outing.
Yeah.
That's not a big hit for me. So I just paid for all of it.
Yeah. I mean, I bought all the concession. It's,
yeah,
it's like you do.
Why doesn't hazing go that way? Like,
I guess then it doesn't become hazing. It becomes,
yeah,
doing a nice thing for someone. Hazing is very, I think hazing is very outdated. Jim Cramer, sort of related to this, Jim Cramer, who's
Mad Money,
booyah. Does he say booyah?
No. Stuart Scott used to say booyah. And
who says, what does Jim Cramer say? Mad Money, whatever he says. All right, so he came out and he said he thinks Gen Z, and Gen Z would be people between the ages of 18 and 24. Says Gen Z is spending too much on discretionary items and not putting money aside for investments. They seem like they have a lot of money, even though they don't have a lot of money. Cramer says that youngsters who frequent the restaurant that he owns in New York often order $14 margaritas as if money grew on trees. On one hand, you're allowed to have all the margaritas you want, but on the other hand, you can say, I can't invest, I have student loans. People are very, very spendy, I think, and learning and getting financial literate when you're young is a big deal.
I would have zero problem if they eliminate these rookie dinners. Rob Ninkovich was on Get Up this morning, and he told a story that when he was a rookie, Tom Brady had all the rookies out to dinner, and
yep,
made them all put their credit cards in a hat.
Yep.
And Ninkovich was the last card that was there, so he had a $40,000 tab, and Ninkovich said, I didn't have it. I was undrafted as a rookie. I blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I started sweating. I didn't know what I was going to do. And Brady said, we just wanted to put you through the exercise. I'll pay for it.
There you go.
You know, and so they finally did it that way.
If
you're new in the league, you shouldn't have to pay $40,000.
If I was to give one piece of advice to Gen Z, okay, you Gen Z people out there, I would say this. Max out your 401k when you're young as possible.
Why?
because it adds up, it piles up over time. You have that money for retirement.
Put the max money in as soon as you can.
Like, I wish I would have done that. I wish as a 25-year-old I would have said, yeah, put all my money in the 401k. Instead, I just spend it all.
It was hard. I didn't do it. I didn't do it until now, maybe 2-3 years ago, which was stupid on my part. But I needed every cent.
Yeah, I mean, if you need every penny, that's
put money
like,
into my
that's why I don't like you know I beat it over your head since I've known you that you should buy a house and get out of a rental situation. But I don't like. Even though I think it's the smartest thing you could do for your financial future, a lot of people just don't have the money.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have a big down payment. Hey, Mark Cates, our sales guy extraordinaire, says, in terms of alcohol sales, we're working on it. It's going to happen sooner rather than later.
This is alcohol sales or is
yeah.
this?
Okay. And I say, is it legal now? He said, legal, yes, but a Disney affiliate. Disney doesn't accept it. Alcohol is 100% legal to advertise, but just Disney doesn't do it.
Well, I'll tell you, I just went over and met with so Urban Markets is where I get my weed delivered. And I just went over and met the guy who owns it. And he's like, so friggin' rich with like locations everywhere.
Sure,
and
immediately, what I said, fastest growing industries in the world.
I said to Bergman, get me in touch with your brother because it's time to jump in with both feet on this thing. Your friend is doing well too.
Yeah, he just started. Yeah.
All right, coming up next for you.
I got some breaking news before you go to that.
Go ahead.
The Dodgers recalled right-handed pitcher Reyes Maranta from AAA Oklahoma City and placed left-handed pitcher Andrew Heaney on the injured list.
Another one.
Left shoulder inflammation. He's on the injured list again.
But he only made one start, I think, right?
Yeah, since coming off the injured
list. Since coming off the
injured
list.
His problem was when he was with the Angels.
Boy, they're like a MASH unit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
So that means you're relying on, boy, you need Gonsolin to stay good.
Yep.
You need Tyler Anderson to stay good.
Stay good.
You need Julio Urias to stay good. And who am I missing? You need
Clayton Kershaw,
who was really good the other day.
Very good. But yeah, this is really another starting pitcher on the injured list.
Yeah, wow, that's rough. All right, and of course they're playing the Braves tonight. Braves, the hottest team in baseball at this moment. Braves have won 18 of their last 21 games.
Oh, Cates, by the way, just texted me. He's referring to pot sales for Disney.
Pot sales,
He says we take alcohol ads.
Okay, got it.
We don't
it.
Take pot sales.
Got it,
that's
yeah.
the one that we don't do.
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
All right, coming up next for you, John, I want to ask you about bring Boss Amanda in here for a little preview of what we're doing tonight. We are live at the Quiet Canyon in Montebello hosting the inaugural 710 Mandy Awards. We want to thank, among other people, all the staff that's working here on it. I see Boss Amanda. I see Bergman. I see Chris Morales. I see Janice. I see Carlo.
Carlo, and Jorge have basically been living here.
Jorge. I see all of our interns, Brady and Parker and Amara and Quinn. Everybody is working hard on this. It's going to be a great show tonight. Get a preview with Boss Amanda coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about our friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. For over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for busy people just like you. No dragging the kids to a dirty waiting room. At Valvoline, you stay in your car safe while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, more. Just pull up, drive in, drive out in about 15 minutes. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for location and game-winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Could not be more excited than I am for tonight. So many people working hard on this thing. The Mandy Awards at Quiet Cannon in Montebello. If you're lucky enough to have tickets, congratulations. Don't check StubHub. There are none on there. I actually half expected tickets to show up on StubHub.
Yeah, we welcome Amanda Brown, our program director, to the show. Amanda, I'm gonna hit you with a question that I just got from a listener. You ready?
Got it.
Excited about coming to the Mandy's tonight, bringing my wife so she can see all the people in the show that I talk about every night when I come home. Just wondering, Amanda Brown, what is the best time for the guests to show up?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great question.
5 o'clock, 5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, the show starts at 8, right?
Well, I think they start showing up at 4.
Yeah, so red carpet and everything's going to open up around 5.
But I think so. Guests would be more like 6.
Guests can start checking in at 4 o'clock.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, really?
So sometime in that window.
Because they're expecting a line of people. They have to get everybody checked in.
And the bar will be open, right?
All right, that's from Steve Murray, who's coming. Steve, I would say anytime after 4 then, between 4 and 6.
You want to be here at 5:30 for my entrance or 5:45 for my entrance?
Yeah, I mean, if people want to come watch the red carpet, you know, I would say be here by 5.
My mom says she's got just a killer dress.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she has gone all out for this.
Wow. Now, also, Amanda, you had you were able to arrange almost perfect attendance from the on-air staff.
Yes.
My partner, my radio partner in the Laker games, Michael Thompson, was the one that got away. The fish you could not land. Did you take a last-minute swipe at Michael?
I did, because, you know, originally when we were going to do this back in February, if you remember, I had told him, if you come for a couple hours, I'll let you sit on the aisle when you do games.
Which is, there's nothing Michael wants more, because it gives him the most leg room, and it's a bad situation for us, because then all the fans that walk up and say hi to him, he just takes off his headset and starts talking to him during the game. But you said the Mandy's were important to you, so you said, Michael, if you appear at the Mandy's, I will arrange for you to get to sit on the end.
The rest of the season, and that was back in February. So, you know, we had to postpone to June, and he's like, I'm going to be in the Bahamas. I'm like, okay.
Then the Warriors got hot.
Well, then the Warriors got hot, and then obviously I hear you yesterday on the air talking about how you've been texting with Michael.
Yeah.
So I decided to send him a text message.
Okay.
And I said, liar.
Liar.
You're not in the Bahamas, therefore you should be at the Mandy's tomorrow. You will never sit on the end at Lakers game.
Oh.
Don't even try to ask.
Nice.
Did he respond?
He did respond. He said, yeah, I'm in the Bay, still detoxing from 3 weeks of traveling and too much parties and a parade.
Oh.
I'm exhausted. And I said, no excuses. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I just sent him a text that said, you should, all caps, surprise the world by showing up tonight.
Yeah, he won't.
He won't.
No.
Boy, if he did, though, it'd be a game changer.
Could you imagine if he showed up in a Zubaz pants?
That would have been amazing. I'm okay with that.
Wait, can you imagine if he does? Yeah, I know he's listening right now. Can you imagine if he does it tonight, he would be, remember in Goodfellas, when you get to be a made man?
Yeah.
That would make Michael a made man.
It absolutely
would. He
would
be able to get away with anything if he did that.
You know what would have been amazing? If he showed up in the Zubaz with, like, one of those shirts that's, like, a picture of a tuxedo.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
And fantastic.
You know he's probably got one of those.
Fantastic.
Of course he does.
Yeah. Right, so, Boss Amanda.
By the way, we should ask before we roll into the Mandy's. This is the first time we've seen you in weeks.
Yeah,
because you had
You're moving around great.
Back surgery. You look great. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. Just a little bit of pain, but I feel good.
So did you get a fusion or a disc replacement?
I had a laminotomy and a microdiscectomy.
So you had the disc.
Well, apparently you also went to medical school while you were out.
Yeah.
I learned a whole lot in the last month.
I bet.
Trust me.
Yeah. So. And you're moving around great. That's incredible.
Yeah, I've been walking. I'm up to, like, you know, about 3.5 miles now.
Nice.
Beautiful.
And
did you...
I will not be wearing heels tonight.
No heels? It's understandable.
That's one thing I cannot
do. I would have made you take them off.
So give us a sneak preview. Like what I heard some of the – I've mentioned a couple of times now. When I was sitting on the can, I heard some of the show because I'm apparently acoustics and stuff there. So I heard a little bit of it. Give us an idea of what's going to happen.
At 4 o'clock?
At 4 o'clock.
The countdown
show, yeah.
Well, let's just put it this way. Greg, Chris, and I were very honest.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, here's the problem with this show at 4 o'clock. Mace.
Yep.
Amanda used to produce our show.
Yep.
Yes.
Greg produces our show now.
Yes. Yep.
And Morales likes to stick it to us.
Sure.
And those are the three people on that show. I don't think you and I are getting out of that show unscathed.
No.
You know what
nobody,
I mean?
Nobody goes unscathed. I will say that you guys did not get the worst of it.
Okay.
Okay, good.
We'll take it.
I may have called you old.
Well, that's
that actually. May be really the worst, actually.
That's
now that I think
that
about it.
Yeah, Mace is very upset with
yeah, well, Mason that thinks of himself as being 25.
Yeah, I'm
yeah, what is he, the
like
world's oldest millennial?
Yeah, but now, see, now the millennials are out in Gen
Z. So he's
in.
The world's, old,
yeah,
world's
new,
oldest Gen Z?
He needs a
Gen
new
Z-er?
Moniker.
Yeah,
they call
exactly.
him Gen Z-er?
Yeah, I'll take that. Z, what is it? Not millennial anymore. It's Generation Z. Gen Z.
Yeah, so we got to come up with something that, that's more appropriate than that. All right, so Amanda.
Is it true, by the way? You know the winners, right?
I do not know the winners.
Who the hell knows the
okay,
winners?
So
Tommy, the only
know
one that
the
knows?
Winners? I know a couple. That's it.
Oh, well, you obviously know you're picking the biggest
well,
man in the
I
ass,
am,
so you know that
I
one.
Am picking my own award, obviously, yeah. But
are you presenting that award?
I am presenting
okay.
that award.
Nice.
But there are a couple others that I do happen to know.
Okay. But ooh, who nice. Knows? Is Tommy the only one who knows all of them, Tommy and Chris?
Tommy and Jorge.
No, Jorge Chris, doesn't know yet.
Oh, Jorge doesn't?
No,
Chris
he has
knows
a buddy
them all?
With
I
him.
I thought Chris wasn't.
This is like
Chris
doesn't
know.
One
yeah, Chris
Mason's
doesn't
partner used no. to work, I think, way back in the day for Ernst & Young.
Yes, he
right?
did.
This is like we've hired an accounting firm.
The accounting firm of Tommy Lamb.
I think Tommy no and Carlo know.
Yeah, I don't know
Tommy,
if Carlo knows.
I know Carlo knows some of them.
Okay, because yeah. Jorge does not know because he doesn't want to know until this all comes out live.
Well,
his
he knows what
knows
no he knows what mine is.
Well, yours I know what yours.
I, yeah, I know what yours is.
Right. Everybody knows.
I
what
know
mine
what yours is.
Disappointing.
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
I think I do.
You think you know? Yeah.
I think
it is.
I know.
All right. But I can tell you that no one has guessed it so far.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And right. listening to the shows all week, no one has guessed it.
All right. Listen, I just wow. got a, I just yeah. got a text from Michael.
Makes me wonder.
See, here's the problem. I've had too much of the world these past 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted from all of the San Francisco to Boston flights, games, parties, and parades. Enough, spelled E-N-U-F-F.
Yeah, old man.
I'm worlded out. Crowds out. Solitude and silence is what I need and crave. Michael, I would just tell you this. If you show up here, and this place is like half an hour from your house.
Yeah. 10 minutes standing ovation.
If not only that, if you show up here.
Tell him he can wear the Zubaz.
In your Zubaz pants. Yeah, you can literally wear whatever you want. If I know Amanda well enough where you will be golden for a year.
Yeah.
She will not make you do anything. And the next time she does, says, Michael, I need you to beat something, you can just say, I showed up at the Mandy's, I'm calling in my marker, and Amanda would say, you're right.
But, anything you want, Michael.
Yeah.
yeah.
So this is a power move by you if you show up.
Yeah.
But now you have control over anything he does. Now you say you have
oh,
to,
now
you show up to the man.
Now he's totally screwed.
Oh, yeah. You sit on you don't get on.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be on your bat.
Yeah.
you get no, who wants to be on the wrong side of Amanda? Somebody's going to be
it. It's really too bad that I already picked the winner for my award. Because,
oh, really?
This would have vaulted
him. This would have definitely vaulted
I still think I know who's the pain in the ass.
Who?
By the way.
You're not going to guess it.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you and I both think the same.
Yeah, we think the same.
Okay. I'm telling you, nobody – no, you guys have talked about it on
well,
the air.
Well, she's not going to confirm it.
Oh, you're not going to
no,
confirm
it. No, no,
no. Okay.
Everybody has talked about it on their shows this week, and nobody has gotten it right.
Huh.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder if maybe it's like a sleeper like Dr. Clapper or something.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Yeah. Clapper is a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, he's the opposite of that.
How are you?
Yeah, now
– Clapper vision.
Yeah, now, Amanda, what – roughly how many people are coming to this thing?
Close to 1,000.
Close to 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. I'm
you
so
guys
excited.
Have you seen the room?
No,
we were
told
not to go in there.
So even if you just open the door and you look inside, it's massive. Absolutely massive.
Yeah. Because you were at both my roast and
not.
Mason's roast.
I was not at
either one of
them.
Those things. Okay, Greg, were you at the
roast? Oh, wait, no, I was at yours.
Wait, yeah.
I wasn't at Mason's.
Yeah, you were
at yours
because you guys all took my hotel room. Yeah. You and Lisa and
yes.
Paige Gomez
yes.
took
yes.
my hotel
room. I was at yours, but I was not at Mason's. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Greg. Yeah.
So
yes.
imagine
yes.
this. So you remember what a big deal that was. This is twice
yes.
as many
wait.
People
uh-huh.
as that.
Yeah.
All right, that was 500-600 people. This is yeah. twice as many people as that.
Yeah.
So it's
going to be loud. I think it's going to be loud.
Nice.
I think that the Travis and Sliwa, what do they call their?
Ask Slee.
Their Slee? Listeners.
Oh, the All Stars.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, that's got to be Alan Sliwa's Murphy bit.
Yeah,
it's gotta
Raul?
Be Alan
well,
Sweeney.
No. He's nominated.
I know,
he was,
but he's nominated.
He was my choice when I when they had everybody call in and you know make a case for themselves. That was my vote.
So Francis a little Glendale was really good.
Little side note on Alan Slee was Murphy bit. So remember a while back we started what we called the Reddit community, which turned
yes.
into a sewer.
Yes.
So
a cesspool.
Alan Slee was Murphy bed reached out to me and said I can help you, and he basically shut it down for
oh.
me.
Oh,
yeah. That's
so that's
another.
Why, that's why Raul gets your vote.
Another bonus for Raul.
He paid him. That's why.
Yeah. all right. So
hey,
Manny's
Mega
Cast going on right now. I don't see Cappy Sedano. Shidano is going to be late. I
yeah,
think.
Cappy's
do we have Cappy?
Today.
Yeah, Cappy will
right
join
there.
Us.
Cappy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cappy. We'll continue the Manny's Mega Cast coming up next. Don't forget all the shows coming together, and then tonight it is the inaugural Mandy Awards. You can follow on social media at ESPN Los Angeles at let's see, Greg, it's Twitter,
YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch.
Yeah. Okay, so follow that tonight. You can see the red carpet show with the big CY and Greg Bergman. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, look who it is. It's our friend Cappy.
Cap, what's up? Hey, turn him up.
Turn
him up. There
we go.
The
yeah.
boat.
The boat. Just such a random sign-on.
I love it so much. It's my favorite thing at this station.
Wait, is this, like, is this like a pistachio nut not opening
no.
is the
no.
worst thing ever? That's
no,
your
actually,
favorite
is,
thing at the station?
This is not hyperbole. This is my favorite thing at the station, just saying Love Boat every day.
Really? Like when I get
Love
on?
Boat. Love Boat.
Love Boat.
I don't know why. I like it too.
Where's your partner? Where's Shidano?
He's late. He's gonna be late.
He's gonna be late.
We just gotta text
what?
Him.
Really? Why?
Why?
He's George. I mean,
we've had this thing scheduled for like 3 months.
Well, I mean, he's not getting here at 7. He said he's gonna hear like 2:30.
Oh,
you know what's
okay.
funny
yeah,
is the whole time I was thinking to myself, you know, it's likely that I'm gonna be late. But the good news is, Shidano, very prompt guy.
Yeah.
Very professional broadcaster.
Sure.
He'll be there, and he can hold down the fort. And if I have to call in from my car, that's a little bit more on brand.
I think he beat you to the punch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He beat me. Oh, my God. I was in like a panic to get here, too.
So, yeah. So Cappy, the rodeo clown uniform.
Yeah.
First of all,
yeah.
again, I've heard from many rodeo clowns who are upset
right.
that George is using that as a slur.
He's a clownist.
Yeah, he is a clownist.
Right.
So... Do you still have a costume change in you?
I do.
You do?
Uh-huh.
So, what, midway through?
You know, it's funny, because you guys haven't had a chance yet to meet Rachel, have you?
Rachel, no.
No, Rachel. That's Rachel.
Right over here. Hey, Rachel.
She's very attractive.
Yeah.
What did you expect?
Well, you never know.
I didn't expect her to be that attractive.
Dude, look at me.
She's kind of slumming with you.
I told you, Cap, I'm Team Kaplan. I still think the Jennifer Aniston thing's in the cards.
It's never happening.
One day.
It could happen.
Never, ever happening.
It could happen.
But now that
why
I,
would
that
you,
I see
why
Rachel,
would you move
I don't
on
think
from
you need
Rachel for Jennifer Aniston?
How do you and Rachel meet?
So hold on. I want to answer this question first because
okay.
this is an important answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
As far as why would I move on?
Yeah.
What if I told you?
What if I told
it
you?
It wasn't up to you?
No, what if I told you I wasn't looking to move on? I was looking to add.
Oh, no.
What? Who are you? Hugh Hefner?
No.
What?
Who, I mean, who are you? Seriously, what's
Cappy?
It's not who I am.
You know, do you think you live in Utah?
I mean, yeah,
it's who I'm becoming.
Yeah, no, you're like a page out of Penthouse magazine.
He's always growing, Mace. He's always
right.
growing.
Yeah. Progressing in life.
Yeah, nice,
you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I was thinking, Bergman. Here's a little task for you. So we're
going
to be on until about 2:30 today with Cappy, I think. So, the one person who's gotten a lot of shine from the Mandy Awards, Barry Manilow. Every single promo, Barry Manilow. So your challenge, Bergman, is sometime in the next 40 minutes, produce Barry Manilow. What if
actual Barry Manilow?
Actual
like
Barry Manilow. Do it.
All right, let me text him. I have his
I will give you all of my mythical money if you can get Barry Manilow on the show in the next 40 minutes. He's just sitting in a house in Palm Springs.
Doing nothing.
Waiting for your call. Doing nothing.
I could ask
what if
Leo,
he's
he
one of the surprises,
knows.
Though? What if he actually shows up here
could you
tonight?
Imagine if Barry Manilow shows up?
That might be a bigger hit than Michael.
Yeah.
If we could get Barry Manilow.
Bigger. So did you watch the NBA draft last night?
I mean, I had it on in the background.
I don't know what's going on.
I saw the kids' suits. They were cute.
Yeah.
You know?
You think you're a step up from most of those suits?
No, I think I'm a significant step down, but at least my effort is kind of there. You know, it's inspired by these young ballers.
Right.
You know? So that's, again, step down.
Yeah.
But inspired by.
See, I watch the NBA draft. I don't really know much about any of the, I watch so little college basketball. So I'll just take their word for it. If you're drafted number one, you must be pretty good. If you're drafted number 35 and the Lakers have done right, you must be pretty good. We drafted some kid out of Michigan State. I mean, I have no idea what he's going to turn into.
You don't think that's like the missing piece of the pie? Like that was the thing that brought Lakers.
If we're lucky, he becomes a rotation player.
Give me your 2 cents on this.
Right.
As somebody that works for the Lakers, I don't want to shoot down or poo-poo this Kyrie Irving thing.
No.
You know, it'd be fun if it happened.
Oh, yeah.
I just think it's extremely unlikely.
Yeah.
How hard should I go on this Kyrie thing?
You should go in all in.
Oh,
all
yeah.
in.
Like you
all
say,
in. Push all your chips all
but why
in.
Why would the guy take, like, the first scenario is he opts out of the $37 million that he's getting next year and comes to the Lakers and plays for $6 million. Why would he do that?
Well,
I guess I could say the same thing. Why would he take $17 million and throw it away last year for not getting vaccinated?
Right. Like he wouldn't do it unless he just really wanted to prove to the world, because he's that kind of guy, that pursuing a championship is actually more important to him than the money that he's giving up. So that guys like me, who made my daughter go return the Kyrie shoes that she bought at the Foot Locker in the mall.
Wow.
She came home with these cool Kyries. She's like, Dad, you like these shoes? I'm like, yeah, those are dope. She goes, yeah, they're the new Kyries. I go, return them.
Yeah.
She returned the shoes. She's like, why? I'm like, do you know who he is? She's like, not really. I'm like, he's a terrible teammate. I don't want you wearing his shoes. Return the shoes.
And are you all in on him coming to the Lakers?
Oh, 100%.
Because 100%. Yeah. 100%. 100%. It's showtime, man.
Yeah.
Seriously, can you imagine if the Lakers were to roll out next year with LeBron, AD, and Kyrie? I'm sorry, they are the favorite in the West.
Well, and
would you agree with that, by the way, John?
Forget favorite in the West. How great would our shows be?
Oh,
all we
gosh.
Have to do is turn it up and say,
ups,
right. All right, last night, Lakers won.
Hey, look, Kyrie didn't play.
Yeah.
Oh, Kyrie sat that one out.
Right.
Yeah.
Kyrie decided that he was watching the news and something hurt his feelings and he decided he can't play. So, got to get used to that. But think about how exciting it would be. Like, remember last year when Russ did come and people did believe that
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never went there.
But if Kyrie came,
I would go there.
Right. Even what we know about the guy.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
There, right?
Mason might even stay for the second half if Kyrie came.
No, here's the thing. My take right now, summer of 2022, is let's do everything we can to get Kyrie. Mm-hmm. Here is the sneak preview of my take for the summer of 2023.
Okay.
How can we get rid of Kyrie? I'm giving you my 2023 take up front. But, I mean, the idea of it is so scintillating, sexy. I mean, it would be so much fun to cover every day. It's the drama. It's the soap opera. Right. That's the part of it that's fun.
Now, Cap, I have a lot of mythical money riding on the awards tonight.
Yeah, you've got a parlay going.
Yeah, five-team parlay. Right. And one that I'm worried about is I've got Mason winning Craziest Host.
Nope.
I think you could screw that up.
You're winning Craziest Host.
I think we ought to be careful, though.
I think that the two of you are the only people that even have a shot at it. How confident are you, Cap, that Mason will win that award versus you?
Oh, no, I think Mace comes out of here because, you know, Travis was asking.
Mace is going to need extra hands to carry his Mandy's.
Travis asked an interesting question when you guys were all together earlier today, which is, will anybody possibly get shut out? There's a real good possibility that several of those nominated could
get shut out.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Because there's not that many awards. I agree with you.
And I think, if I'm being honest about it, okay, I think you guys are going to win a lot of awards tonight. I think the Mason and Ireland show is going to win a lot of awards, including...
Or maybe we'll be like the original Godfather, Mace. We're nominated for everything and don't win squat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And snubbed.
We could be Susan Lucci of the Mandy Awards, Cap.
I see producer of the year right here.
Zero
chance. He's campaigned against that award, actually.
I just don't think I'm going to win. I'm almost positive I'm not going to win.
Right. This is the thing that people get pissed off with you is your what is it they tell you? You're self-deprecating. You're overly self-deprecating.
You're Mr. Glass Half Empty, Mr. Negative.
Yeah.
Because I think Bergman could win.
Look how skinny he is now. Lost a little bit.
You know, I'm at my highest weight in years.
Really? Me too.
213.
Oof.
Oh. Oh, God.
Lowest weight in years. So we're opposite.
Yeah. You know what's funny about that? I'm trying to wear the same clothes, even though I'm 15 pounds heavier than I should be. Yeah. And I've got no shame at all. You know, like I'm squeezing into them.
This is the third
shirt.
Well,
the Sunday swagger's looking good there, man.
Swag looks good, right?
Yeah, that's a good shirt.
Yeah, this is the third shirt I tried on today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, like the first one, I'm like, nah, this one I look terrible. I'll try the, that one looks fine. Like the Sunday swagger shirt, the XLs, I think I need double XLs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I need double XLs. The XL doesn't fit anymore.
Oh, my God. That's
horrible. Terrible.
That's
terrible. It's like when you're a little kid. Did this ever happen to you? My mom, you know, going to get school clothes, right? Did you ever have this experience? Did Myrna ever take you to get school clothes in the fall?
And I just said, pick whatever you want and let's get out of here.
The worst thing in the world was when my mom took me to the Husky section.
Oh, which is and it stayed with you forever.
Larger sized clothes. That was an awful experience. But I'm back on the track. I'm trying this thing called Noom. Have you heard about Noom?
No, what is that?
It's like this psychological
N-O-O-M?
N-O-O-M. It's like this app where it's psychology, and they talk you through how to lose as much weight as possible.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to give that a try.
Wow. I'm just throwing this out there because I've been thinking about it. I haven't done it yet, but have you thought about diet and exercise?
You know, it's interesting. It's a good question.
Thank you.
I'm doing both in a limited way. I need to be more consistent. Hey, Beto Duran's here. Hey. Beto's here.
Incognito
and sunglasses.
Like the hat, Beto.
Hat. Beto. All right. Coming right back. It's the Mandy's Megacast. Cappy's hanging out. At some point, Shidana will be here. We are live from the Quiet Canyon in Montebello, which is where tonight we will hold the inaugural 710 Mandy Awards hosted by Keyshawn. Don't forget, countdown to the Mandy Awards starts at 4. Amanda Brown. Corporate Greg, Chris Morales, Boss Amanda gives her final picks for all the winners tonight. She doesn't know the winners as of right now. She does not know the winners. Apparently, the only person that knows who wins is Tommy Lamb, our marketing director. And, of course, you can hear all the sights and sounds of the Mandy's Red Carpet Special at 5, hosted by the Big CY and Corporate Greg. That is streaming on Twitter, on Facebook, on Twitch, and on one other channel,
YouTube.
At ESPN Los Angeles, and if you are coming to the awards tonight, probably get here. Amanda's saying probably get here at 5 something.
Yeah, you can start checking in at 4 o'clock.
Okay, there you go. Going to be a big night. Looking forward to seeing all you guys. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.